This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump continued defending pushing Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden on Friday. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
He maintains it had nothing to do with a political rivalry.
I don't care about Biden's campaign, but I do care about corruption.
And says there was a lot of it.
I believe there was tremendous corruption with Biden,
whose son Hunter was on the board of a Ukrainian gas company while Vice President Biden led the Obama administration's diplomatic dealings with Ukraine. Presidential scholar Mina Bose notes there's no evidence of any wrongdoing by either Biden.
Were there concerns about perceptions of conflict of interest? Perhaps. That's a far cry from corruption.
The president says he couldn't have been targeting the Biden campaign because he never thought Biden would win the nomination anyway. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Ukraine's prosecutor general said Friday his office is reviewing all the cases closed by his predecessor, including several related to the owner of a gas company where Hunter Biden sat on the board. We get more from AP's Zaria Shakli.
Ria Bushapka told reporters in Kiev that prosecutors are auditing all the cases that were closed or dismissed by former prosecutors, including several related to Mykola Shluchevsky, owner of the gas company Burisma, that hired Hunter Biden in 2014. At the same time, his father was leading the Obama administration's diplomatic dealings with Kiev. I'm Zaria Shakli.
Late Friday, three Democratic committee chairmen in the U.S. House of Representatives said they had subpoenaed the White House for documents related to their impeachment inquiry of President Trump. The committee heads said they issued the subpoenas after the White House failed to produce the documents as requested last month. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.